how these students manage. Anyway, so the issue today was lateness, and I've got one student who was chronically late. 2 days, 3 days, every single assignment, 2 days, 3 days late. So, it shows up in the grade. When you're doing a day a week a day, if you're 2 days late, you're 2 weeks late. 3 days late, 3 weeks late. The discussion's moved on, and I was very clear about that in the beginning. I left the podcast that explained it's due on the day that it's posted. It's due that day, not the next day, it's due that day. And still I'm getting 2 days, 3 days late. So I got email this morning saying, don't understand. I'm within the 24-hour window. It's like, I'm not sure which 24-hour window you're talking about. And I went down through and gave the due dates and postings that the student was actually doing, showing where they were 2-3 days late every time, every single time. It's like, sorry. If you don't do the work, I can't give you a grade. It's as easy as that. And this is a classroom teacher. Hello? Pay attention. Also a classroom teacher who missed the entire first week of the class. But that's the whole story. Anyway, the other thing I've been talking about today was learning styles. Yes, I was on that hobby horse again. There was an interchange between two of the students and one of the comments that hit my inbox today that sort of set me off. It was, I think the comment was made was that they're individual is a kinesthetic learner. They learn by doing. And so these online courses are very difficult for them because there's not very much doing. And so I had to spend about 11 or 12 minutes going over A. Kinesthetic learning does not mean learning by doing. It means learning by moving. So perhaps we would do interpretive dance to explain instructional design or how to ride a bicycle. It's not getting on the bicycle and actually doing it, falling off and all the rest of that. That's not kinesthetic learning, although you are moving, so I suppose in some rough stretch of the imagination it would be. But in kinesthetic learning, interpretive dance on the operation and care and safety of a bicycle is just as valid as getting on the bicycle and riding, because the only stipulation for kinesthetic learning is that you move. It's not that you do. And so it's like, no. Yeah, I know this is not what you think it is. I don't think that term means what you think it means. So, yeah, I got off on a kind of a rough start this morning. On other news, Zephyr's call coming together. I thought I had the end of the third draft done yesterday. And then I heard from a late beta reader who pointed out something to me that I knew about, but I was not, you know, it was one of those things where, well, I'm not exactly sure I'm happy with this, but it's there and it sort of works, but not really. And I've got some great new threads to weave into this fabric to help the transition period from one port to the next. The time on ship is really rather not really very engaging. And while there are certain things that happen, there are also certain things that happen that sort of seem like they happen for no apparent reason. While I know the reason, it's not clear from the page what the reason might be. It's also not clear on the page what all is going on board the ship. And some of those things I can make visible. And so I'll be working on that today. But holy cow. Yeah, this is going to be... I think this is going to be my best book yet. We'll have to see. Going back over the original Ravenwood, it was a pretty good book. I think it might be between it and Owner's Share, it's kind of hard to say which one is the better book. I think they might each have different parts of them that are better than the other. I know a lot of people think Owner's Share is kind of a gimmicky closing to the series, and I suppose in a certain sense it is, but on the other side of it is, and I know Tara doesn't agree, but that's really the way that had to happen. And it really needed to have that emotional derailment. And while I might have picked something else, the emotional derailment was really the goal. And the plot line that caused it was really the MacGuffin that allowed the whole story to go along. So, yeah, I'm going to have to stand behind that one too. A lot of people aren't going to like it when they get to it and read it in paper, and I can understand that, just judging from the response I got in audio. I baked bread yesterday. I went through my bread machine manual. I know, but I always do it backwards. So I wasn't really getting good loaves. I couldn't figure out. I was like, I made some substitutions to the recipe, but they weren't coming out very tasty. They were okay. It was homemade bread. How bad can homemade bread be? But B, they were also kind of a little flat, a little bit, and not what I expected. I was expecting more and better. So I'm thumbing through, trying to find, you know, maybe there's a real whole wheat recipe instead of one that I'm cobbling together out of recipes from the internet. And lo and behold, in the back is a 100% whole wheat bread recipe with some significant adjustments in terms of ingredients, starting with using all 100% whole wheat flour. Now, a whole wheat loaf, whole wheat flour doesn't have quite as much gluten in it as regular bread flour. And I do use bread flour, by the way. I have three kinds of flour in my house. I don't have a general all-purpose flour. I have a bread flour because it's high in gluten. High durum wheat. I have a soft flour that I use for making roux and gravy and sauces, and whole wheat flour in addition to grain like ground cornmeal. So yeah, I have all those flours in my house, so I use them for different purposes that are suited to their physical composition and their chemical makeup. And it just wasn't coming out. But yesterday, I found this recipe that called for 4.5 cups of whole wheat flour, which makes sense since there's not as much gluten in any given gram. You need to have a few more grams in order to get enough gluten. So a little more flour, a little more liquid, and it used only water, it didn't use dry milk. And then it didn't use oil. There was no oil involved. There was no butter or vegetable oil or anything like that. But what it used was a lot of extra yeast and brown sugar instead of white sugar. Instead of 2 tablespoons of white sugar to feed the yeast, it was 1/2 cup packed brown sugar. Well, I didn't have brown sugar, but white sugar is just brown sugar with the molasses taken out. And I do have molasses. So I put about 1/4 cup, a lot less than was really asked. It was asked for 1/3 cup of packed brown. So I put in about 1/4 cup. Actually, it's a little less. It was like 2 tablespoons of white sugar. And then another tablespoon and a half worth of molasses. Now, the molasses has a much stronger flavor than brown sugar does. I wonder what this plane is doing. I don't know if you can hear it on the audio. And it's this low-wing, single-engine plane that has it's buzzed me twice now. It's the same plane that was here yesterday morning. It looks almost like a crop duster. I suppose it could be. Anyway. So, yeah, brown sugar. I have white sugar and molasses to substitute for the brown sugar, and then the extra yeast and the whole wheat flour, a little bit of extra water for the altitude, and wow, what a gorgeous loaf. It came out, it raised up, it didn't fall. I used the light setting on the crust so it doesn't have like a hard shell. Has nice texture, has a great smell. The molasses smell in it is staggering. And the flavor, God, I'm drooling just thinking about it. Flavor is ecstatically wonderful. I'm really looking forward to having that with a little peanut butter this morning on toast. Yeah, it crumbles a bit. I can live with the crumbles because it is so good. So, that's doing well. I'm down a little bit on weight this morning after being up two or three days in a row and then stable and slightly down. I'm slightly down again today. So we're moving in the right direction. The 1600 calories a day is, it's beginning to wear on me. I'm having cravings for like Klondike bars and big dish of ice cream like that. Even an extra piece of fruit. No, I'm being good. I'm balancing the nutrition, getting the vegetables in, getting the fruit in, getting the grain in, dairy, protein, all of it. Trying to get it balanced, trying to get the appropriate amount of each kind of food every day. Vegetables are still the hardest. I ran out of V8 juice. I probably should get some more. Because a little V8 juice in the morning is tasty. The chocolate milk at night is a nice treat. I've gone through what Hershey syrup we had in the house. I had to pick up some more yesterday. So today's also milk day, so I have fresh milk today. But August 9th, I go back to the doctors and see the new doctor, since the old doctor left the practice, and have official weigh-in. And I was 190, on their scale, I was like 196, 197 the last time I was there. So if I can get down 180, 4 or 5, that means 10 pounds in the next 4 weeks, 3 weeks. No, I'm not going to get that far down. But if I can get into 180s for the weigh-in, so that on their scale I'm down significantly, I think we can do, and that'll buy me 4 more months of diet and exercise to get down to where the doctor will be, or my body will be happy enough with the weight that my glucose will be under control, which is really the point of the exercise, is to keep me out of diabetes territory. And according to all of the people that I've talked to, the practitioner, the nurse, the dietitian, all those people say, yeah, you're right where, if you can do it, you can actually reverse this thing and make it happen. So, yeah, let's see if we can make this work. But if I make my goal, if I get into the 180s, if I'm If I'm in good shape when I get to the doctor's office on August 9th, you know I'm splurging. I am going to have about 2,000 calories worth of ice cream. I might have half a pie, I don't know. It's like, ugh. I don't know, maybe by then I won't crave it. I won't care. I have noticed that, you know, I'm not snacking anywhere near as much. I'm not doing the grazing behavior that was one of the things that got me in trouble, cruising past the kitchen and grabbing a few grapes every time I went by the counter. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm really careful. I only get two pieces of fresh fruit a day, so. I've got a watermelon chilling. One of those little personal size watermelons. I'm not allowed to have the whole thing, but I can split it with the kids. They'll give me a cup and a half of watermelon, which isn't. It's about my daily allotment of fresh fruit. I'm enjoying my cucumbers and my tomatoes. It's got salsa and the corn. It is interesting. The corn tortillas just don't have the right flavor. And I don't know what it is. They have some sort of aftertaste to them that just doesn't work for me. I love corn, but the corn flavored tortillas, the corn grain based tortillas are just a little nasty. I don't know quite what it is. I tried toasting one or two, put them on a grill and toasting them up a bit. Didn't help. It wasn't all that much better. Although they were crispy, but they weren't any tastier. So I've tried them a couple times now. I might try whole wheat. The problem with the whole wheat or the whole grain is that the sodium in them is ridiculous. And the corn tortilla, it's like 10 milligrams. And it's a small tortilla, it's like 6 inches. But in the whole grain ones, it's like 350 milligrams of salt per. It's like, Jesus, less than that in bread. So I don't get it. I don't quite understand how that all works. So I'm pretty much back to making my own bread, because that I can control the salt in. The recipe calls for like 3 tablespoons of salt. It's like 3 teaspoons of salt, which is a tablespoon. It's like, no, I'm not doing that. Oh, and speaking of brain cloud, yesterday when I said Beethoven went deaf, no, I don't think so. That was, somebody pointed out in the comments. I claim brain cloud. Every so often, my mouth goes off in directions that my brain isn't really controlling. And brain cloud keeps me from seeing it. So, yeah, that's my excuse. Is that from Joe and the Volcano? Pretty sure. Anyway. Beautiful morning. It's slightly cool. It's a little breeze. It was actually almost, but not quite, chilly this morning when I stepped out. Of course, it's not anymore. The sun is beating down. It's nearly 7 o'clock. So I got going so late. And I was on my way out the door when I got this email. And then I figured I better answer it right away since there's a 2-hour time difference between here and there. And that took a lot longer, just because I needed to go back through and explain in detail exactly why the student lost points on what they thought was one thing, but which in actuality was something completely different. So anyway, I'm here. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. My 18-minute miles, and I will talk to you then.